This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. I need to be completely transparent with you guys. I'm not sure why I'm giggling. This has absolutely nothing to do with the program per se, except it kind of does. So I'm just going to be honest with you because I'm always honest with you. I've had a problem with my computer for about a month. I filled out an application for something, and I put attachments on it. Okay, and I'm not exactly a computer genius. I'm not stupid, but it was sort of complicated. It took a while to do it. It got done. But since then, anytime anybody sends me anything with an attachment and I respond to it, it goes to the original person that I sent the attachment to. So she doesn't get all my emails. I get hundreds of emails every day. But anytime there's an attachment, apparently it gets sent to her. And it's, of course, driving her wild, as it is me. She's concerned about privacy. I'm concerned that I'm driving her wild. So I've been trying to problem solve this. And I took my phone, which I thought it might be the problem, which it's not, because it also happens on my desktop, and tech support, called a bunch of people, been on hold for a bunch of times, finally have this very nice person who's now has access to my computer, and while I'm doing the show, which in theory is irrelevant since you can hear me, right, Jacob?
Yes.
and the audience can hear me, and everything's fine, and you can call me. It's just a little bizarre that I actually, and I'm using my phone for the things that I usually use on my desktop in terms of being able to access. So none of that probably matters particularly to you, except God forbid something happens, you now know what the issue is. So 855-993-7569 if you have something other than computers that you'd like to complain about. Do you know, it's really interesting how much technology is impacting our lives. I'm not talking about the obvious. I'm not talking about the fact that we all use cell phones, we all use our computers, and if you go to a restaurant and their computer is down, that they either can't take your credit card or they can't add up your bill. I'm not even talking about that kind of dependence. I'm talking about the fact that yesterday I probably ran into three people who said, you know, I can't deal with this anymore. You know, people are always on their phones. They don't talk. They're not polite. They stop in the middle of intersections. It's the end of civilization. So we know it. Three different people. And yesterday was not particularly hot here. In the very hot weather, in the dog days, I could kind of understand it. But three different people, which is, I mean, not a huge, there are 7 billion people walking around the face of the earth. However, it was a lot of people in a short period of time. And just the fact that it has really changed the way we interact with one another. And I, for one, am trying very hard to resurrect the old-fashioned eye contact, being polite. There's actually the cover of Time Out magazine yesterday was, does New York City create a-holes, right? And then I read the article and it said, no, it's really not. It's technology and that everybody responds about the same to technology, and it's a real problem. So, but I just thought I would share with you on a technological basis. Okay, today is certainly one of my favorite days. It's Happy Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. So we should all go and get a chocolate chip cookie. And as I talked about with Manny yesterday, that great scene from Equity, which opens this week, which I will be reviewing for you later in the program, which will never make you look at chocolate chips exactly the way again, or chocolate chip cookies exactly the way again. It's National Coast Guard Day, which is, I was on the Staten Island Ferry yesterday, so that seems particularly meaningful. On this day, so this is a Joy Brown kind of day, it really is. I've been on hold for like an hour and a half, and I have an adorable guy who's really trying to fix my problem with me on my laptop there. He's sort of moving things around to show me that he's there. I see you, John. I see you. But today in 1693, believe it or not, This is the day that's traditionally ascribed to Dom Perignon's invention of champagne. It's not clear whether he actually invented champagne. He's been credited with an innovator who developed the techniques used to prevent sparkling wine. Now, for those of you who are Prosecco drinkers like me, understand that you can only call it champagne if it comes from France. Doesn't make any difference the technique, but it can only be called champagne in if it comes from France. So I just thought you went to, hence Prosecco, which is for some reason much less expensive and just delicious. And but I must tell you, I'm a barbarian. I put ice in both. I really like cold. All right. On this day in 1821, believe it or not, the Saturday Evening Post was published for the first time as a weekly newspaper. Did you know the Saturday Evening Post? Obviously, Saturday evening, right? Did you ever wonder why it was called that? I just assumed it was because people read it on Saturdays, but it was actually a weekly newspaper. You probably don't even remember the Saturday Evening Post. It was a magazine by the time I was, you know, I knew anything about it. And Norman Rockwell was famous for his paintings. Do you know who Norman Rockwell is, Jacob?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know that his paintings actually were on the cover of the Saturday Evening Post. That's where they gained notoriety.
Mm.
And the Saturday Evening Post has been out of business, I think, for what? Probably 20 years? I don't know. You can Google, we'll find out. On this day in 1944, a tip from a Dutch informer leads the Gestapo to a sealed-off area in Amsterdam warehouse where they find an arrest on Frank, her family, and four others. I have to tell you a quick story about that. Yeah, I'll tell you now. About 5 years ago, somebody called me up, and I don't know that we were, I don't think it was the subject. I don't think it was, we were talking about secrets, but he called up and he was a man, I believe in his 70s, and he ended up crying during the phone call of saying, and I will tell you the story rather than do it real time because it'll take too long real time. He was a Jewish kid in Germany, I believe it was Germany, either Germany or it may have been Denmark. Maybe Denmark. It doesn't make any difference where the country was. He and his family were being hidden by a Catholic family. And he at the time was 17 years old. And he got tired of being locked up, where he couldn't go out, he couldn't see his friends, he had to hide, he couldn't, you know. And if you read The Diary of Anne Frank, you know that story. And so one day he just decided he'd had it, and so he went out. And he got captured by the Gestapo. And he was tortured, and he gave up his family, and they were all murdered. And he survived. And he was living in New York at the time, and he called up to tell me this, and he was sobbing through it. He said he'd never told anybody this story. And I said, first of all, I'm glad you told me. I'm a psychologist, but what you need to do is go find somebody who is a Holocaust survivor and tell them your story, because they can give you a forgiveness in a way that I cannot. I can tell you as a psychologist that by definition, everybody succumbs to torture. They do. You were a kid, you were stupid, but you were not evil, and you didn't kill your parents. The Gestapo killed your parents. But you need to go talk to people, and you need to do it relatively soon, because they're getting older and they're not going to be around, but I think any one of them would forgive you in a way that will be much more meaningful than anything I can say. So that's the story that comes up when I sort of see that. In 1958, the Billboard Hot 100 is published for the first time. In 1977, Jimmy Carter created the United States Department of Energy. In 1987, on this day, it seems appropriate to do in a hot month, in 1987, the FCC rescinds the Fairness Doctrine, which had required radio and television stations to present controversial issues fairly. A lot of people think that was a problem, that you had to show both sides. In 1993, a federal judge sentences Los Angeles Police Department officers Stacy Kuhn and Lawrence Powell to 30 months in prison for violating motorist Rodney King's civil rights. How far we haven't come, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So I thought we'd talk about alcohol today, and I wanted to do that for a couple of reasons. I suppose part of it is, it was a topic we talked about before. We've talked about the fact that kids are binge drinking. This is the time of year that it happens. That alcohol is the major drug of abuse in this country, always has been. And also, I think that when we say that, you know, that it affects one out of every six people, I think all of us have friends who have problems with alcohol, and I have one who's struggling with it right now. So I just thought what did we actually say? Tell me about how alcohol has affected your life, I think is what we said. So could we do that, Jacob?
Yeah.
Do you have any issues about alcohol in your family?
Yeah. Yep. My multiple, but mainly just my dad has been an alcoholic before I was born, and then was sober for a handful of years, and since I've been an adult has sort of I always forget if it's on or off the wagon, but
are he and your mom still together or not?
No.
Yeah. It's disastrous to marriages. And actually, the term, interestingly enough, at least interesting to me, that the term dysfunctional family actually came from people studying alcoholic families, because what happened is when the person stopped drinking, and it was primarily men. It's not that women don't have alcoholic problems, because they do, but the studies, especially when this was done, which was in the 50s and 60s, when the man stopped drinking, which is what the wife and children had been praying for, not only did the family unit not get strengthened, it actually deteriorated quite often, and that's because everybody was making accommodations, and several things happened. One is the accommodations were no longer necessary, but there was nothing to replace them. And second of all, a sense of frustration. If you could do it now, why couldn't you have done it 10 years ago or whatever? So it turned, which is not, folks, a reason to say, well, okay, my family structure will fall apart if I stop drinking, is ridiculous. Don't do that. That everybody is happier. It's just that the structure that was built around the problem deteriorates because there's nothing to replace it. So, but you want a healthy liver, you want a healthy life, you want a healthy family, you want healthy kids. So stopping drinking and understand why you're drinking. And the reason people drink is because it works. It gives you tunnel vision. It gives you a false reality. So the idea that you know you can stop any time, don't buy into it. It's one of those false notions. I have a number of friends. Has your dad stopped drinking or not, or do you know?
I am not sure.
So you don't see him very much?
No, I haven't seen him in a while. Last I had heard, he had said he was not drinking, but then I also heard that somebody might have saw him in a liquor store with his brother buying some beer.
Yeah, not a good idea. All right. Do you worry about it for yourself?
No.
You don't have a drinking problem?
No.
Do you drink?
No. Rarely I'll have a couple drinks, but I don't really like it all that much.
Yeah.
Makes me feel sick and just...
Well, that's certainly a good reason not to.
I mean, yeah, even just the next day, even if I only have a couple drinks, not enough to even get drunk the next day, it's just like my digestive system.
Yeah.
Just bad news.
Well, and it is hard on your body.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question. Okay. Yeah, mine, I don't have a family, it's not really a family history of alcohol, that most of my brothers and sisters have apparently the same metabolism I do, in that they are not really capable of holding much liquor, and so most of them don't. So it's that we all seem to have the same weird kind of half a drink and we get silly. But none of us ever have more than half a drink that I've ever seen. So, but I have a number of friends that, and I had one disastrous experience with an old boyfriend who, we hadn't seen each other for a while, and we had, an opportunity to take a trip together. And I said to him, you know, look, I need to be honest. When you're sober, we get along beautifully, and when you've been drinking, we don't get along at all. He said, oh, no, I've got my one-year chit. I haven't been drinking at all. And met him. I was supposed to meet him at the airport, and he wasn't there. And I was afraid he was going to – I figured something had happened to him. And I see him just before the plane's about to take off. wandering down the hall, and he was probably 8 feet away from me, and I could smell the alcohol coming off of him. And what I should have said is, I'm not getting on this plane with you. And I thought, well, no. And it was a disaster. And I've never seen him again. And he said it was really my fault because I put him in a situation that he was tense about. So that's the other thing about alcoholics is it's never their fault. All right, let's see what other people have said.
All right. Matt says, it hasn't. I don't drink.
There you go. So Matt's but clear. And the question is, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, that's... And certainly there are... Listen, my whole thing about... And I've done some work with St. Jude's, which is a alcohol treatment center, that is a little different than many because it says it's a choice. And my whole thing is that your metabolism may vary greatly. I've told the story of going to a party with a fellow broadcaster, and broadcasting is notorious for having a lot of people who drink a lot in it, both radio and television, but specifically radio. And I walked in with him, and I knew he was stone cold sober when I walked in with him. And I went and hung up my coat and came to find him, and he was drunk. And for me, that meant, and he certainly could have chug-lugged in the 90 seconds I was gone, maybe a drink and a half, but it still meant that he couldn't metabolize it very well, so that very little would get him very drunk very quickly. But still, you may not know that until your first drink. But after your first drink, you do know. And so therefore, it becomes a choice. Which is not to say it's an easy choice, but it is a choice. And so, but as a psychologist, that's kind of how I deal with it. And as a therapist, if people were drinking, they had to have stopped drinking before I took them into therapy. Because I wasn't willing to be a human breathalyzer of saying, okay, you've been drinking today, therefore you're not taking responsibility, therefore it's a waste of our time and whatever. So there we go. So... All right, so he doesn't drink, but we don't know why.
Right. Next up is Phaedra, and she says, it hasn't affected my life directly, but greatly impacted my grandmother when she grew up in the 1920s as a child/teen. Having an alcoholic father and an angry mother made her very sullen and not happy for others' experiences. Well, she did her best in life. She lacked self-confidence and social skills, which I think was due to growing up in an environment like that.
You know, when we come back, let's go through that a little bit more steadily, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Daniel, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. What a pleasure.
Well, thank you.
We listen to you as all we can. But I wanted to tell you, we're very blessed to have children that are highly educated. We motivated them at an early age at 5, 6. We did all the studying with them and so forth. But I have to tell you about my third child.
Okay.
My third child is a doctor today because of the Cleveland Indians.
All right.
You got A's, you got free baseball tickets. He would do kill for the free baseball tickets. He would do anything, stand on his head. And that's today, thank God to the Indians, he's a doctor today. And I want to keep telling that.
Because he could be a medicine man.
Right, unbelievable what each kid, what motivated each kid to.
Well, now this came from what, the school system?
No, this came from the Cleveland Indians.
Indians did that,
they
huh?
gave all A's. I don't know, I'm 77, so my kid was in his 60s now, but he was in the young age, and they came up with a program that you got A's, you got free baseball.
I think Bobby would probably, God knows what he would do for Yankees tickets. I mean, the mind boggles.
Well, he's a Cleveland Brown nut too, so I mean, it would have been anything for that too. He was, but we always laugh because if God, oh, God forbid, gave him, somebody gave him a B, it would be the end of the world, you know.
Well, it'd be the end of the series, at least. All right, well, Daniel, good on you.
Thank you so much.
So you're obviously in favor of this.
Yes, I am, if that's what, but each kid is
if
different.
That's what it takes, yeah.
That's
okay.
What it takes, do it.
Fair enough. All righty.
Thank you, Doctor.
And thank you, Cleveland Indians. Frank, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Dr. Joy, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a totally different perspective on this.
Okay.
I think it's totally wrong to be rewarding kids for grades. To me, learning should be a joy, and I think that the school system is failing if they do not make learning that joy of learning, which I was brought up in and my kids were brought up in.
So you're feeling that this gets in the way?
I think it's wrong. I think it teaches them a wrong lesson. I'm 72 years old. I'm still going to school. I'm taking classes. I read, not for a buck, but because of the joy of it. I think it teaches the wrong things to kids.
Do you have do you have brothers and sisters?
I have none.
Okay. How many children do you have?
I have three.
All right. Did you presumably, if you had three kids, you probably had one who loved learning, who did very well in school, one who was very social but didn't do so well in school, and maybe one who was somewhat in the middle, depending on the age spread and the sex.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's look at the kid who was very social but didn't do terribly well in school.
All right, I'll tell you about her. She was a twin. I have an older, there was an older daughter, and then there was a 21-month younger boy and girl twins.
Okay.
And the middle girl was she was the hostess with the mostest.
Right.
She was very social and did okay, but did not do nearly as well as her other siblings. However, I mean, it's strange. She's the only one that went back after a couple of years of work and got her master's degree, whereas the others had done extremely well. She went back and got her degree.
But did you do anything about, so you feel that she just at some point learned to like learning, or was it?
Well, I think this came from her. I think it came from her.
Do you think that bribing her, for example, would have blunted that later blossoming, or do you think it would have sped it up or not affected it whatsoever?
I certainly think it would not have had any positive effect on anything.
All right, fair enough. Listen, that's one of the fun things about doing something like this is you get to hear everybody's opinion about it. And you guys are so good at expressing it, you always make me think. And hopefully I do the same. Bill, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Dr. Joy, first
yes.
of all, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've listened to you for years, and I really appreciate your insights and your problem solving. You've really helped a lot of people. Quickly, my background is, first of all, a teacher and a coach, and secondly, my second career for over 25 years was as a sales manager with a large corporation. And I will tell you that I came from a family that valued education. My sister was a valedictorian, yet I went through school literally untouched by education because I didn't see the relevance.
Yeah.
Was a good athlete and so on. But I got to tell you, I agree with paying for the grades, and the people who say, well, in the real world, they don't do that, it's just the opposite. You are always rewarded, at least in large corporate situations. The better you do, the better you are taken care
compensated,
of.
Compensated, yeah.
That's right. The compensation in most large corporations, above-base compensation, is there for only one reason. It's not to give more money. It's to generate positive behavior,
yeah.
to get to the goal that the corporate entity is trying to strive for.
Okay, Bill, you bring up an interesting point, though, as I'm thinking through this. Because my approach to bribing kids in school is, what harm could it do? But I think you bring up an interesting point. If, in fact, what we assume in corporate America is that somebody is smart enough to understand how to motivate and have a shared goal, can we make that same assumption? Is it possible that while it may not harm some kids, that some kid who is struggling who somebody hasn't taken the time to understand how to motivate could be sort of pushed farther back. Not only are they not doing well in school, but they don't get the little dollars, they don't get the little pins, whatever is. And I think that becomes one of the issues of who does the rewarding, what's the criteria. And as long as it doesn't do any harm, I don't mind it. The question is, could it potentially harm somebody?
Well, I think, number one, if it is the same for everybody, and if people who do not grasp that gold ring, whether it's there or not, they're not going to grasp it. So I don't think the fact that they don't grasp the gold ring is harming them. It's only helping people who may generate it, because I don't think all of a sudden one of those students who is a non-performer is going to, you know, he's not going to be he's going to be a non-performer whether you're paying him or not if he doesn't grasp it.
Well, but you're, All right. So you're basically in favor of, you're saying can't really do any harm and could certainly potentially move people along a little faster.
Exactly. I mean, the other side of it was, I said I went through school, college, literally untouched by education.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, I went to school not to get paid, but it was during the Vietnam War era.
Stay out of.
I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew what you didn't want to do.
Get shot at.
You know?
All right, let me ask you about the other part of this, which is the scaring the kids straight about drunk driving.
Yes.
Did you hear that part of the story as well?
Yes, I did. And you know, being somebody who had representatives die on the road, had students at the school and friends with my daughter be killed on the road, I can see the motivation behind it, but I do agree with the woman who called in with the giving of the cards and doing it, because
bottom line is lying is lying. Yeah, I can agree with that, and I think she had such an elegant alternative.
That's exactly right.
We need to get in touch with all the police departments. All right, Bill, go ahead.
I was just going to say that the bottom line is, I think in both cases, the objective is very, very good. The question is,
how do you achieve it?
So, thanks a lot. And again, thanks so much for the help you give everybody.
Well, Bill, thank you. I appreciate back. All righty. So, as you know, we always take phone calls before we do anything else. But, Jacob, can we return to days of yesteryear? Can we return to the email that we got about how much her grandmother was affected by growing up with an alcoholic dad and a withdrawing mom? Because I think there was so much in that. Can we just look at that again?
Yes. So it's just
start the whole thing again.
Yeah. She said, "It hasn't affected my life directly, but greatly impacted my grandmother. She grew up in the 20s as a child / teen. Had an alcoholic father and an angry mother, and it made her very sullen and not happy. While she did her best in life, she lacked confidence and social skills, which she thought was due to growing up in that type of environment."
All right, so let's go through that again. She grew up with an alcoholic father, which means that you never knew from moment to moment what kind of mood he was going to be in, whether he was going to be sullen, whether he was going to be angry, whether he was going to be violent, whether he was going to be sober, which means you don't bring your friends over. In terms of mom being angry, I mean, think about living with somebody that you couldn't count on, that you didn't know if they're going to be home or out drinking. You didn't know, quite often, especially in families that were not particularly affluent, sometimes rent didn't get paid because the bar bill got paid. So you've got a father who's completely unreliable, a mom who's furious all the time. And so what you try and do is keep as low a profile as possible. You want to keep under the radar. You don't have friends because you're afraid to have friends over. You're embarrassed. Quite often, alcoholics, as we talked about, blame everybody else. So, well, if you were a better kid or you got better grades, you can hear it reverberates. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown program. I know some people call it a show. I call it a program. All righty. So let's go and look a little bit more at alcohol. And you can see it is not, I mean, people who say, well, it only affects me. It doesn't. And that's the point. You can hear it, right? All righty. 855-993-7569. Let's hear what other people have to say.
All right. Next we have Mariko. My mother was a child of an alcoholic father. She is unpredictable, has PTSD, is given to huge mood swings, and has a huge anger problem.
Yep. You can hear, it's not just you. All right, keep going.
Karen. I make a point of not letting it affect me at all. I have 4 bottles of wine in the refrigerator since the springtime of 2015. I can very easily get past without it for any reason. I don't even know why I bought it now, but to perhaps have enjoyed a bottle with a friend on our birthdays. We never opened any of them. They are my friend's favorite German-style Rhine wines.
Yeah, there you go.
He sometimes feels like it for a moment. The feelings pass soon.
Well, then, wait a minute. It sounds like somebody who has had an issue about drinking in the past. Does it not to you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, it's interesting that because you're saying the feelings pass, and let me just take a moment and talk about that whole those two different theories about alcohol. And one has been traditionally, if you're an alcoholic, you can't drink, period, that's the end, you know, never again. The other says that it's a behavior you can moderate. That seems to me a little more problematical, to be quite honest, just because moderating behavior is so much more complicated and requires so much more perspective than all or nothing, right? And if we accept that one of the issues about people have trouble with alcohol is that they don't know when to stop, they have tunnel vision, they are not aware of how impaired they are, then sort of saying, well, I can stop anytime I want, or I can only have a drink or two, seems to me highly problematical. It's become a more acceptable way of looking at alcohol and alcohol use and abuse. From a psychological point of view, it's much more complicated. It seems to be much iffier to a very large extent. But, you know, everybody's got to run their own life. And I've told the story before. When I get on a plane and I'm drinking seltzer, and people say, what, are you in the program? No, I just don't drink. And I certainly don't drink on a plane. So it's an interesting response of, I wait for the feeling to pass, and I have 4 bottles of wine in my refrigerator. Okay, let's keep going.
Yeah. All right. Matt says, not at all, since I gave it up in 1989.
Okay. And that seems to me one of those all or nothing kind of things of saying that, okay, I can't do this at all.
Right.
Okay.
Don says, the Lord affects my life. So.
Okay, I'm not sure exactly what that means with respect to alcohol, but.
Right. Maybe she's turning water into wine.
Ooh. We're going to get in trouble for that one. You're going to get in trouble. I'm not going to get in trouble at all for that one. I didn't say it.
Cheesy joke. Okay. Kim,
yeah.
It made my life unmanageable, so now I am sober. I just can't drink normally. I don't get it, but I accept it.
You don't get why it happened? Read that to me again. I lost something in that one.
Yeah. It made my life unmanageable, so now I am sober. I just can't drink normally. I don't get it, but I accept it.
Well, why you can't? It could be anything from, by definition, psychological to physiological, that we know that some people, and certainly I'm one of them, do not metabolize alcohol very well. I don't have a drinking problem per se, in that it's not a compulsive behavior. I just, a very little alcohol gets me in kind of silly when it doesn't affect other people at all. So, what can I tell you?
Yeah. So that about does it for those.
All right, so if we were going to summarize it, I guess what we would say is, there is no question that alcohol is a powerful central nervous system depressant, okay, which is, it works. That's why people drink. For a large part of the population, I mean, if we're saying that 1 out of every 6 people has a problem with alcohol in this country, that means 5 out of every 6 don't, which is a vast majority, right? So we're talking about 15 to 16%. I would guess that is a conservative statistic, to be quite honest. I think it probably affects that alcoholism and alcohol affect more than 15% of the population. But that's one of the statistics that's pretty well accepted. Which doesn't mean that alcohol is demon rum. It doesn't mean that, what it means is know thyself. Know who you are when you've been drinking. Know when you are, who you are when you're not drinking. Ask people around you. Have somebody videotape you. Understand that binge drinking is incredibly dangerous, whether you're an alcoholic or not. And understand, I had a friend who had alcoholic parents. So for her, anybody drinking around her was a problem. So that in her marriage, her husband did not have a drinking problem per se, but any drinking made her very anxious. So they had an alcohol problem. Not that either of them were alcoholics, but one was an adult child of an alcoholic, and one was not. But because he'd married a woman who was, it changed his perspective on alcohol, and her perspective on alcohol, and her perspective on him. And so it became a problem with alcohol. You, whether you use the term alcoholic or not, it was a problem between the two of them. So what we're really saying is, and let me give you one of the clues, and I sort of stumbled upon this quite accidentally when I was working for the Redevelopment Authority in Boston and working for with the South End Center for Alcoholics. That someone said to me, and I've never forgotten it, that people who are alcoholics describe their first drink the same way everybody else describes their first sexual experience. So if you ask yourself if you can go a month without drinking, and if the answer is yes, you probably don't have a problem with alcohol. Ask yourself how, if you remember your first drink and how you describe it, and look for the warning signs and be cognizant and listen to what your friends and relatives and kids and grandkids and parents and uncles and aunts say. Right? And if your idea of a good time is always to have a drink, maybe try without it and see if you have just as good a time. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
View ProMax filter technology from ProPure removes over 200 contaminants from your drinking water, including the stuff you don't taste, smell, or see, like PFOA. ProMax is independent lab tested to NSF standards. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Ask about our free shipping special on ProMax. Don't drink just any water. Drink ProPurified water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.